You know, in offering a track, many times out there, I don't ask people, would you like to have something to read? I'll look at them and I'll say, this is for you. Or you see somebody come and you say, hey, how are you today? Or good morning or good afternoon. You know, they're walking by and they're caught up in what they're thinking about and what they have to do. And no one said good morning or good afternoon to them in 3 months. And so when they hear that, and you look them right in the eye, how are you today, ma'am? And then you just extend your hand, most of the time they'll take it. Or, my friend, how are you? This is for, you know, my friend, this is for you. I remember, it was probably a year ago. We had some opposition. It was an opposition from a young Jewish man. And Tricia Mincy was singing a song, and he came right up in front of her, right in her face, this far away, and just started just trying to rattle her to get her away from her song. He was very upset that we were there. And she just kept singing, acted like he wasn't even there. And then he went over and he saw a rack that I had tracks in. He said, can I have one of these? In fact, I'd like to have a number of them. And he just reached down there and grabbed just a whole two sections that were just full of gospel tracks. I knew right away what he was going to do with them. And he grabbed those up and started hurrying away. And I said, excuse me, sir. And I went right after him. He started running. And he ran to the nearest trash can and just took those stacks of tracks and threw them in the trash can. Well, I went over there and started fishing them out. Now, don't fish them out if they've got bubble gum on them or ketchup or anything like that. Generally, leave those in there. And you want to look around and make sure that folks don't see you fishing them out and then hand it to them. But I took them out, as many of them as I could, out of that trash can, and I made my way back to where we were having the outreach, which was about 50 feet away. And I wasn't even able to put them back in the rack before I had two people come up to me and say, can I have one of those? They wanted to see what was being thrown away. Well, they had observed this whole scene. And so do not think, like I mentioned yesterday, that the distribution of the gospel in written form, God does not use. God uses the written form of the gospel. Why did John write his gospel? He tells us at the end of the book, I've written these things, why? Yes, that you might believe. Jesus is the Christ. And that believing you might have life in his name. So don't be discouraged. I remember having some college students with us, and we were in Brighton Beach area in front of a business. We just set up right underneath the train station there on the sidewalk, and the gentleman who owned the shop in front of us was Jewish. And trust me, he did not like the fact that we were there. He'd come out and curse at me, and he actually called the police. And they showed up, saw where we were, saw what we were doing, and didn't shut me down. You know, we weren't doing anything illegal. But he was very upset. And while we were talking, another Jewish man came up and engaged one of the young ladies. And he was just in her face and very upset with her. And then spit. A Jewish man spitting at the feet of a Christian girl. You can imagine how she felt. She was very shaken. She never experienced anything like this before. And when he left, the folks that were there looked at her and said, blessed are you when men revile you, persecute you, say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. For Jesus said, great is your reward. And she heard that word and her face lit up. And she said, wow. So you're going to face these situations out there in public. And the key is you just don't get intimidated. We don't have to have all of the answers. doing? Yeah, you don't have an answer to something, you say, well, listen, my friend, I don't have the answer to that, but I'll tell you what, I'll check on that. If you're really interested in knowing that answer, I'll get back with you. Tell me how I can get back in touch with you. So don't be intimidated. Okay?